Second stop. These rooms form part of the first phase of restructuring works carried out on the complex during the 5th century and remained in use with no further modification for the whole of the following century. The richness of the floor decoration suggests that these rooms were used as reception areas. The floors were covered with an extremely rich decoration in many coloured marble slabs, a technique called opus sectile, involving the composition of decorative geometric motifs using slabs of precious marble in different shapes and colours. That which remains belongs to the floor foundation, the layer put down in preparation for the laying of the slabs in lime mortar with crushed pottery, in which the walls of amphoras were inserted, previously cut to shape, to form the preparatory design necessary for the craftsman who would create the final decorative motif. Very few marble and covering slabs have survived the plundering of building material from the complex after it was abandoned. It was the survival of the preparatory design, traced using ceramic fragments, which has allowed us to theorise as to what the decorative motif must have been. Large squares bordered by straight bands, bounding four petalled flowers framed inside a circle. The use of marble in shades of red, grey, yellow, pink and blue lent the decoration an air of great sumptuousness and splendour. It was the very excellence of the materials used for the decoration of these floors, trodden for over a century, which made them ideal for reuse, hence their theft.